Blog Talk Radio.
And now it is my distinct pleasure to bring to you, introduce to some and present to others, Evangelist Patricia Benjamin.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the most wonderful time of the year to think about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For Christ the Savior, he is born. Oh, my God, what a joy, what a joy. It should put joy bells in your soul. Oh, it is the most wonderful time of the year to think about our Savior being born, oh, just for us. He came here just for our sins, so that we would have the right to the tree of life, so that we would not be destroyed, so that we would not be defeated as long as we had a hope and a trust in him. Jesus Christ, the Savior, oh my God, is born. You should be rejoicing over the fact that a Savior, somebody to help you, somebody to do for you, someone to care about you, someone to love you. And love came aboard when Jesus Christ was born, because he is love. God is love. And the Son of God is also love. He said, I am my Father, we are one. So the gift giving and the caroling and the baking and the happy times, and I know that there are some that won't be feeling like this. I listened to the news last night for the mother whose child has been missing for some days now and has not been found yet. She said she will not be celebrating Christmas. So we will pray for her and carry her in our hearts and hope that her child will be found. But if not, we ask God to give her the strength to endure whatever she may be faced with. Now, let us get on with our Christmas service today. I'd like to send a shout out to all listeners. This program will air again on Christmas evening at 8:30, as the doctor said. Oh, my God, I'm excited today. I'm so excited because my Savior lives. He was born, he died, and he rose again. I don't want to sound like Easter, but he's alive and well because he lives within my heart. Now we're going to have a selection. There may not be any preaching today. There may not be any teaching today. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. You can call it a baby shower if you want to, because we're showering you with the goodness of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Evangelist, I'm wondering if you could lead the listeners in a prayer, and that will allow me to have some success with the technical difficulties I'm experiencing?
Yes. And the prayer is, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day and tomorrow too our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not, or let us not go astray into temptation. But deliver us Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. It is about you, Jesus. It is your kingdom. The power belongs to you. The glory is yours forever and ever. Amen. Oh, we thank God for just being able to let you know that the kingdom belongs to the Lord. The power comes from him to us. Ooh. Oh, for he shall reign forever and ever and ever. So, oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. His name, is wonderful. The scripture declares, wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. He is the I is of the I is. Oh, bless his name. Jesus Christ, the Lord. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. So let us adore him and then bow down before him. For his name is wonderful. Jesus. Can you just say that? Jesus. Can you feel it moving on the inside? Just say Jesus. Jesus is his name. Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my God. We thank you. We thank you for being born. Thank you for choosing to come here to rescue those of us who want to be rescued from sin and shame. In Jesus' name.
I want to do a little bit of a Christmas song for y'all. This was done by the likes of The Whispers, Nat King Cole. I think a lot of people have kind of taken a spin on this record, so now I want to do a little bit of it myself.
And this is Faith Evans, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. I tell you, I felt the presence of God when she was singing that song. I tell you, the young lady is anointed to sing even the Christmas carol. I could feel God in her voice. She, oh my God, she just stirred up the Spirit of God that's within me. And if you've got anything within you, you should have felt that Christmas song coming from her. Though it's been said many times and many ways, Merry Christmas. Oh my God, I just feel Jesus all around me. I feel him all over me, and I thank God for that song. Oh, it just blessed my heart. I'm almost ready to ask him to play it again, but we've got to move on. We've got several
people
we'd like to get out to you today, and we don't want to bore you because I know you're full. You've eaten. It's 8:30. Some of you are ready to take your little nap. All right, and then for those who's listening on Sunday morning, you might be on your way to church. So let's keep it moving. Is that okay? All right. And we're going to take and think about the children's choir from West Angeles Church of God in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, but the little Lord Jesus, he laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky, they respected him coming. They looked down where he lay. Ooh, the little Lord Jesus lay asleep on the hay. When you have the star, when you have the star Jesus Christ in your life, you can lay down. I heard a preacher say, if you please, sir, I can sleep on a windy night, meaning when the winds of doubt and the winds of trouble and the winds of despair and the winds of depression and the winds of oppression is blowing in your life, you can sleep in heavenly peace. When you have Jesus on board, it doesn't matter where your bed is. You can lay down and know that you have the peace of Jesus Christ. And someone will look and say, how are they going through this with yet a smile on their face? Because you have a joy on the inside. You have the peace of Jesus Christ. He came and he brought peace to his children, all of God's children who trust him and look unto him. Oh, my God, I just am so happy today to know that I am connected to the Christ child. I am so pleased with myself to know that I reverence this Jesus Christ. The children were singing Away in a Manger. It was just beautiful. Teach your children that it's not just about receiving gifts or giving gifts. It's not about the ham and the macaroni and the cheese. It's a celebration. But the celebration and the birthday guest is Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, bless his name. Right now I'm going to read something for you. My sister gave me this many years ago, and I never knew when I would get a chance to use this, but I kept it in a safe place, and I found it where I put it, but I didn't remember where. But I went looking, and I found it. And she ran across this somewhere, and I'm going to try to read this in your hearing. The meaning of the candy cane. Many years ago, a candy maker wanted to make a candy that would symbolize the true meaning of Christmas. He said, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. So, he made the hard candy. It was shaped like a J. Ah, to represent that Jesus is our rock. Remember, the candy cane is hard. So he wanted to symbolize Jesus. He took the J and he began to create something from the J in Jesus' name, the initial J. And he made it into a candy, Jesus our rock of all ages. The candy was made of white for the pureness of Jesus. The red represents the blood that Jesus shed to save us from our sins. So, the next time you see a candy cane, take a minute to remember the real meaning of Christmas. So, the candy cane is the J hanging on your tree upright. Isn't that beautiful that someone would think about Jesus and make a candy that most people enjoy sucking on the peppermint candy cane, and they're just taking in Jesus more and more on the inside. So enjoy your candy cane because it was made to symbolize Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. This Jesus, oh, he is just so magnificent. Oh, I just love him so much. Christ, our Savior, is alive, saints. He's well. He's alive forevermore within us. Amen?
Amen.
When Christ was born. Remember, this service is dedicated to the birthday person who is Jesus Christ our Lord. This is his birthday. The candles are lit for him. The cake is about him. And everything, the party balloons, everything is giving praise unto our Lord. The lights on the Christmas tree are saying, thank you, Jesus, for being the light of the world. Thank you for coming to the world and bringing light to those of us who sat in darkness. But his light, oh, my God, brought us out of darkness. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. 'Tis the night of our dear Savior's birth. Thank you, Yolanda Adams, for that song. And this brings me to the word of God right now. Turn with me to Isaiah. I love Isaiah, you know. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I got to give you some word from the Bible. I've been quoting scriptures, but now I'm going to read something in your hearing. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So if you have the light of Christ in your life, you are making a difference because you are a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. Oh, bless his name. And the people will see your light and they will glorify God, your Father, which is in heaven. So if you've got the light of Christ in you, we're not going to act unseemly when things press our nerve. We're going to tell the Lord, thank you, because he is our help. Oh, my God. Are we there now? Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And I'm going to read from the 6th verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Can I read that again for you? Because it's stirring up something on the inside of me. Ah, my God. Can I read it for you again? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You see, God gave us his son. For God so loved the world that he gave us his son. I know the scripture said his only begotten son, but that's when he got ready to go away for us. But God gave us his son right from the beginning. Oh, God. He gave him for the purpose of us. God had us on his mind. When Jesus died upon the cross, he was on the cross, but you and I was on his mind. He died for us. Don't let his birth be in vain. Come unto Jesus. Seek him out like the wise men did. Find him and bring him your gift. Your gift to him is yourself. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Oh, my God, I didn't want to do this, but I'm doing it anyhow. I'm excited about Jesus. Somebody needs to know that a child is born. His name is Jesus. God gave us his son, and his son gave his life so that we can celebrate him in our hearts, not only at Christmas, but every day throughout the year. Every moment we need to be celebrating Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. And a change has come over me. Let me finish that again. Unto us a son is given, and the government, don't worry about the government, he's already settled the score. The government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful. Oh, my God. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, our Lord. Wonderful Counselor. Oh, some of you seek out psychiatrists and socialists and all this, but Jesus is the best and the greatest counselor you will ever need. Come unto me, he said, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you have a burden that's too heavy for you today, it didn't come from Jesus. We'll say, God, why? But it didn't come from him, because it came from another place. And he's there if you call on him. Don't say why, say help, H-E-L-P, help me. I need your help. Oh, he's a great counselor. Mighty God, everlasting Father. And he's the Prince of Peace. So if you don't have any peace, you must be missing the Prince, Jesus Christ, the Son, the true, living God. There's only one, and his name is Jesus. Only one way you can get saved is through the blood of Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross. Oh, my God. So that we would not be lost. Prince of Peace. The word peace comes from God. Oh, my God. And it is an evidence of the rule of the Messiah, whose character as Prince of Peace. Oh, my God. This is just so beautiful. The word of God is rich and is sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. How about a little joy to the world? For the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. We sang a song in my church, and I am from the Church of God in Christ. He's my King. Oh, how I dearly love him. He's my King. No other name above him. Joy to the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Joy to the world. Yes. Dr. Scott?
Yes, it is I. It is Dr. Scott. I just want to thank you for these your inspiring words and for the songs which you have selected. And it is a great joy to us, evangelists, to have you being so available and being able to share the gospel, the truths, Old Testament and New Testament. It means a lot to me personally, and I know it means a lot to your listeners. You're averaging
yes,
nearly 200
amen.
Listeners for each of your services, and I think that's wonderful. And I want to give all the listeners a shout-out and ask them to share this the telephone number with your listeners. That number to call in to hear the program when it is live and also on the following Wednesday at 8:30 in the evening Eastern, you can call 213-943-3667 because this is Glory United Ministries, organized and founded by Evangelist Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Now, at this point in the program, what we'd like to play for you is a song that's very familiar to all of us, and then after it, we will explain to you why this is a Christmas song.
Amen. Dr. Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
I would also like for you to open up the line when you see the number come up, 631-276, and the little young lady is going to close out with a shout-out to all the listeners. So when it's time, unmute her line, okay?
631, what was the rest of it? The last
Somebody
four
can
numbers.
Hear me, right? Okay,
the last four numbers.
9880.
Thank you.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten larger leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
I sent 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. And a partridge in a pear tree.
A few days ago, Evangelist Benjamin passed on to me an article that she wants me to share with you. And the title of the article is, Do You Know the Meaning Behind the Carol, 12 Days of Christmas? Now, most of us have heard this tune that just played, the song that just played, and we accept it so much that we don't even really think about why this carol has Christmas meaning. Well, what you don't know is it conveys a remarkable message. It's more than just a repetitious tune with lots of pretty phrases and strange presents. Here's what you may not know, is that from 1558 until 1829, the Catholics in England were not permitted to practice their faith openly. They didn't have the freedom of religion that we have today. During this period, the 12 Days of Christmas was written in England as a catechism, which of course is a statement of belief for young Catholics. So with a catechism, when you read or say the catechism, it has profound spiritual meaning. So even though this song has some strange phrases and gifts, it has levels of meaning known only to Catholics, in which each element was a symbol for religious reality. Now listen, the true love is God himself. The me who received all the presents is myself and every baptized person. The partridge in a pear tree is Jesus Christ. 2 turtle doves, the Old and New Testament. 3 French hens, faith, hope, and charity. 4 calling birds, the 4 gospels. 5 golden rings, the 5 books of the Old Testament. 6 geese a-laying, the 6 days of creation. 7 swans a-swimming, 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. 8 maids a-milking, the 8 beatitudes. 9 ladies dancing, the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. 10 lords a-leaping, the 10 commandments. 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful disciples. 12 drummers drumming, the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. Children were taught the song at a catechism lesson, a safe and beautiful way of instilling their faith in a situation of religious suppression. So every time that you hear that song, think about the strength that the Catholics had in England and the wisdom they had to translate their faith into this song, which sounds harmless, but it has so many deep meanings. So thank you very much, Evangelist, for allowing me to have the opportunity to read that and to share it with our listeners. Evangelist?
Yes, Dr. Scott. Yes, it is beautiful. And when I received the article about 4 years ago, I went to a Catholic church, and they had that in their bulletin, and I fastened my eyes on it, and I said, oh, I must keep this because this is very good information here. And we do have that freedom. Christ, our Savior, is born. Oh, my God. And we have so much freedom to just wave our hand at God and to walk into any church and walk out. But there were some that didn't have that freedom, and they strove to get it, and they went in code to get, to recognize to one another so that the enemy wouldn't devour them. So they use code, and the code is a partridge in a pear tree. They were talking about Jesus Christ. Christ the Savior is born in every religion. It's about Jesus. And if it isn't, well, you better taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And he's good. And I love the Lord. And at this time, I would like the song that's going to be played next to go out to several people. I know you will like this particular song. My sister Jackie and her friend Tara and mine too, and my friend Lila, and to my aunt Dolores and my uncle David Benjamin. I would like for this song to be played for them. My uncle's been sick, but God has healed him and brought him through. So I know that this song is leaping in his heart, because without Christ, yeah, it would not have happened. Amen. Jesus, the wonderful child. Miss Dottie Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
roll it over and give God some praise. I have to give God some glory. I tell you, those of you that are listening to this should be getting your dance on right about now, because God is a good God. Ooh, and he's worthy to be praised. Can I just hear a little bit of that again, Dr. Scott? Because I tell you, I'm just feeling it all in my sanctified soul. Glory, glory, glory to the new, King, my God in heaven. Ooh, thank you, Daddy Peoples. When you have Jesus on the inside, it will stir up your very soul when you hear his name being mentioned and going forward. Glory, that woman sang under the anointing of God, and I feel Jesus in my soul. I thank God. I thank God. I know my Aunt Dolores is getting her praise on right about now. I can see my sister waving her hand, telling the Lord, thank you for being born. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Send this song out to Dr. Gregory Scott as well. To Mr. Sherman, God bless you. Oh, bless him. Yes, and to my friend Vanessa Hill and her husband. Ooh. And Barbara and Georgia. Come on, saints. Let's get our party on. Party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Yeah, it ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. You don't need anything to drink. You don't need anything to smoke. All you need is to just think on the name of Jesus, and things begin to bubble up on the inside, and they get all in your hands and make you want to clap it. Get in your feet and make you want to dance it. Get in your voice and make you want to shout, glory, glory, glory to the new, woo, born King. Rita, I didn't forget you in South Carolina. I got you covered. Glory, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
Woo. Amen, 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 I tell you. Well, we're moving right along. Our time is growing near. We're scheduled for 2 hours, but we're not going to do the whole 2 hours because we got a few more to do, and we will be finished. But remember the scripture, Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name, hey, Jesus, is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. I like that. You like that? I do too. Everlasting Father. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And he is the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give, but as I give. My peace. So get the peace of God, and I tell you, you'll have it going on. All right. Amen.
Creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. For all of my friends, you listen to me. Here what I
want you to remember this line.
Yes, Merry Christmas to all of you. The Temptations singing Silent Night, a Holy Night. All is calm and all is bright. And I'd like for all of you to be happy on Christmas, whether you have a gift of what you want, a turkey, a ham, some sweet potatoes, an apple pie, a cherry pie, whatever. But think about Jesus. Because Jesus is the light, and he brought us the light. It is his birthday as we celebrate him. Amen. Well.
Apologies for that interruption there, Evangelist. Please continue. Let me know when you want
I'm ready.
Next. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Amen. And this Christmas, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me, and I know it's going to be a very special Christmas for you. It is not about the gifts, even though the wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus. They gave the very best that they had because they were happy that Christ, our Savior, was born. They had heard about Jesus coming down through the generations, but to actually see and find, they went seeking after Jesus, but Herod the king wanted Jesus dead, and he instructed the wise men to find him and then let him know. But you know what? When the wise men followed the star was their GPS. We have GPS now to take us here, there, and wherever we think we want to go. But the star led them to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and they bowed down and they worshiped him for being born as the Scriptures has said, and they gave gifts unto Jesus, and guess what? They did not return back to Herod because Herod wanted to kill Jesus Christ, but he could not do it, and God kept him safe and hidden until it was time for him to come forth and die for the sins of the world. So let this Christmas be a very special Christmas because, one, you have Christ. Two, you have your family. And you have friends. So if you don't get what you want, remember, you have something to give thanks for on this Christmas day. If God allows you to wake up and see that it's Christmas, remember to tell him thank you. And this Christmas will be a very, very special Christmas for you, you, and me. And right now, I'd like to introduce a young lady, a young miss, who's 12 years old, and she's a very special child to me. I love when I call to her auntie's house, Sarah, which is my goddaughter, and this child answers the phone. I think she has the most pleasant little voice, and she is going to tell you about the reason we're celebrating the birth of Jesus today. And her name is Takayla Murphy. Takayla, your line is open. You may speak now, dear.
Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas to all and have a blessed and prosperous new year. And good night.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Thank you, Kyla. Thank you so much for being patient with us and listening to some of the songs that we have played today. And I'd like to thank her aunt, Sarah, for allowing her. And today is the 21st of December, and it is Sarah's birthday. And I'd like to say happy birthday to you today, Sarah, my goddaughter. I love you. All right, we're getting ready to close out our Christmas service, and we will close again with Mary J. Blige. That song, This Christmas, was sung by her, and we will be going out with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And remember, as Takayla has spoken, Jesus is the reason for the season. Good night.
You poor girl. Can we fly?
This is Dr. Bishop Gregory Scott. Just want to thank you for listening to the program. Remember, you're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. And a shout-out and a happy birthday to my own grandson, Darren Gregory, who also shares a birthday, the guitar, with Kyla. And he is 14. So today's a great day for our families.
Amen, amen, and I hope that you will do as the song says. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And since we're doing birthdays, today is my oldest cousin, the firstborn in the family, to my father's side of the family. Carol is 65 today. I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And to all of you who have a birthday already in December, I'd like to send a birthday shout-out to Sarah and to Kyla's great-grandmother and grandmother, who's well into her 90s, will be 94, I believe, on the 26th of December. And to all of you who have a birthday in December, past or present, may you have a very Merry Christmas and happy birthdays. And to all of us who have had a birthday this year, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and now December. Happy birthday to all of us. And most of all, happy birthday to Jesus Christ, because he is the reason for the season. Bye.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
90 seconds.
Hit the
60 seconds.
Hello?